You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 508.
On Flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Well, hi. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. Here we go. This is a Canadian-style show tonight.
Eh?
Right.
I am really looking forward to this. This is going to be fun.
This is a show we teased a long time ago. It's finally happening. Some Canadian PSA talk. But first, Cornflake, how about National Whatever Day?
Well, we've got a 2-4, Kevin. A twofer? I never know how to say that quite right. We got two for the price of one.
Yeah, I just don't say that.
You just don't.
Avoid the issue completely.
Yeah. I realized that there were two Hollywood stars that are turning 75 on January 31st, both having milestone birthdays.
These are two stars the exact same age?
Yes.
Born on the same day.
And it gets better. Because at first I didn't see the connection, and I'm curious if you'll pick it up.
Okay. Is it Nelson? Is it the boys from Nelson? I didn't realize they were that old.
Well, you wouldn't be able to tell from how they look, but no, it's not the boys from Nelson. They're not turning 75 yet. It is Jonathan Banks and Glenn Turman. Now, do you know who these two guys are?
I know who Jonathan Banks is. Jonathan Banks, actor. You know, I love Otherworld, one of those short-lived 80s science fiction shows. Otherworld, I'm obsessed with, from 1985. And he was the adversary on Otherworld. He was the guy chasing after the family that was trapped in these other weird dimensions. And these days, he's known from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He plays a character named Mike on those shows, and he's fantastic.
An adversary once again.
Yeah, he's great.
He is really, really good at that.
And he did Community also. He was on Community.
He was.
Wacky community college-based comedy series.
Very true. He's got some range to him. He also made appearances in Airplane in 1980 and in the early 80s Beverly Hills Cop.
But Otherworld. Nothing compares to Otherworld.
Well, we all know that Glenn Turman was not in Otherworld.
Now, that second name, I have no idea what that means. Who is this?
Glenn Turman, well, for a brief time anyway, he was Aretha Franklin's husband, but that's not what he's best known for. He was known for a movie called Coolie High in 1975. He got a pretty big break, though, getting into television. He was on the TV show A Different World. Interestingly, at one point, he auditioned for the role of Han Solo in Star Wars.
Did he get it? I don't really follow show business that closely, so I don't know about these things. I'm not a nerd. You know? I don't know these little science fiction shows that you watch.
But he had some prominence, too. How Stella got her groove back. Let's see. I'm trying to think of how you would know him.
This sounds like someone who's been in a bunch of things that I've never seen. But that's fine. That's on me.
But you have seen Gremlins.
Just barely. I don't remember Gremlins too well. He's not Phoebe Cates.
He isn't, no. Okay, well, then there's a chance he wouldn't have got this. Because it turns out these two gentlemen turning 75 on January 31st were both in Gremlins.
Oh, Jonathan Banks was in Gremlins also.
Yeah, he was Brent Fry.
So these two guys are probably aware of each other. Do you think they hate each other?
Deeply.
Just lifelong rivals, starting from day one in the hospital?
Yes.
And it's not going to end well.
Just that was interesting.
Yeah, that's good. I only know one of them, but I hope they're both doing just great.
Happy birthday to them both.
And I feel like one of these days they're going to settle things once and for all.
Do you think they're going to have a dance-off?
Yes, it's all going to end.
I can only hope.
They're going to celebrate their 75th birthday together. It's going to look like the finale of Footloose.
That's all I want in this world.
Yeah, but instead of Kevin Bacon and Laurie Singer, it's just going to be like two old men. That sounds really good, actually. I would absolutely watch that.
I'm on board.
We'll call it Footloose 2, Other World.
Yes. Yes, please.
Let's make that happen. That is National Whatever Day. Now, our main business today is, this goes back to last year's annual summer robot-themed top 4.5 list, because you brought to my attention something I'd never seen before. For our robot list, you found a Canadian PSA.
Starring a robot named Astar.
Yeah, this is like a computer-animated cartoon with a robot named Astar, and he's just kind of falling through all kinds of machinery and things, kind of flipping around and flying, and suddenly there's like circular saws and dangerous machinery and equipment all around him, and the robot loses an arm and then reattaches the arm and announces, well, I'm a robot, so it's okay. I can put my arm back on, but you can't. So be careful, kids. Don't cut your arm off.
Don't get amputated.
A public service announcement from Canada.
Where apparently kids are jumping through gears willy-nilly.
We found this astonishing, this amazing public service announcement cartoon from Canada starring a robot who cuts his arm off. We loved it, and we made a note that day. Remember, I said we have to explore the world of Canadian PSAs someday, and that day is today.
Do you think we're ready?
Well, no. But this is it. This is happening. And you did all the legwork on this. You sent me a big, magnificent list of links to all sorts of bizarre Canadian PSAs.
Yeah, I just scoured YouTube for them.
Yeah, well, man, you found them. So we will have links to all of the videos that we're going to talk about today. They're all on YouTube. But I'm just going to go through this list that you sent me, because these are all really fun. And most of them are from the 80s, but not all.
In true Flopcast form, yes.
And the first one was, weirdly, it was about declaring what kind of items you're bringing back into the country with customs. Like, if you leave Canada and come back, this is a big problem, evidently.
Yeah.
It's puppets. It's Canadian geese. It's two puppet geese. But they're not flying like birds. The two of them they're each riding in their own hot air balloon, coming back to Canada and worried about what they're going to have to declare at the border.
I have never seen Canadian geese have a problem flying around on their own. So to see them in hot air balloons was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, generally the birds don't have to be too concerned about border patrols. They can just go right over the border anywhere they want. But these geese, I guess, in the balloons, the border agents are going to spot them. You know, that was their mistake.
Very true.
They forgot that they were birds.
Did that seem at all Agent R. Puffin stuff to you?
Not as much as some of the other puppets that we'll get to later on. But next we have the first of a few anti-smoking PSAs. And this was a cartoon, like traditional animated cartoon. But it's aliens.
A couple of aliens on sticks.
Big chubby aliens flying around in flying saucers or whatever. And it's a simple enough little cartoon. It's funny, it's cute, but they're just kind of flying around. Oh, here's Earth. This looks nice. But then they notice that everybody's smoking. And that's it. They'll have none of that. These are anti-smoking aliens, and they take off. They're not going to stick around on Earth. Everybody's smoking. And I agree with them.
Yeah, I kind of hoped that these two aliens, after deciding Earth was not for them, encountered Robolar somewhere.
Hopefully their next stop, it's the very next planet. So yeah, they probably stopped by Mars. And they found our buddy Robolar. Up next, we have, Be Nice and Clear the Ice, right?
Yeah, according to your favorite hockey players.
So this is an important reminder that after it snows, which happens a lot up there in Canada.
Very true.
You think we get a lot of snow down here. I was out shoveling snow earlier today. But up there in Canada, sure, all kinds of snow and ice everywhere. And you're responsible. The lesson of the PSA is you've got to clear the ice and snow around the sidewalks, around your house, whatever. And this is a hockey guy. It's a hockey player. I'd never heard of this guy, but apparently this must be like a real hockey player up there. And then the goalie evidently is a famous baseball player, although I don't think they name him.
No, they don't.
I didn't recognize the guy, but he makes some reference at the end to baseball, so he must be a famous baseball player. With the Toronto Blue Jays, perhaps.
Yes.
Well, all right. So the next one that you found is astonishing. This one, this is full length. This is three and a half minutes long.
It is.
Although, like, the final minute of it is just all rolling credits.
Yeah. Because PSAs have credits now.
They're so proud of themselves in this one that they just roll a minute of credits at the end. So yeah, this one starts with the Star Wars text scroll. Star Wars style text is, you know, running up the screen. It's another anti-smoking thing. And this thing, this was edited by like a whistle pig or something. Yep. This was the editing in this just... It's they're showing school kids, then they're showing drums and guitars, and a spaceship is flying around outside, oddly, which seems to have nothing to do with anything.
And then suddenly they're all in an auditorium.
They finally gather the kids to watch the rock band, and then it turns out there's some kind of giant freakish creature is the lead singer. Is that a bear? I couldn't figure out what it was.
That is Smoke-Free Bear.
Smoke-Free Bear. Okay, I wasn't even sure it was a bear.
It is. It's a bear.
Horrible, scary voice.
That is true.
A terrible song with a dreadful melody. It just sounds awful. And this giant, white, crazy bear wearing some sort of a spacesuit is just screaming at the children.
He looks like a polar bear reject.
Right.
For, like, polar seltzer.
Then the kids all start singing with him. Like, little kids are singing. You can't understand what they're saying.
And even if you could... You'd scratch your head at the lyrics because they kind of defy grammar. Smoke-free grads are leading changing ways. Is their anthem.
That's what they're saying. Okay. And it's 3 minutes long. So enjoy. Participaction is next.
There are quite a few of these participaction videos. This is an ongoing campaign in Canada. Kevin, I think to this day.
They're desperately trying to get the Canadians to move.
Right.
Everybody's just flopped over with their Tim Horton donuts.
But in 1983, the version of the participaction PSA that came out starts with a woman, and she's doing that bicycle exercise with your legs up in the air.
Right.
But with the quality of the video, you can't tell where her clothes end and her skin begins. She looks like she's on her back and she's naked.
Yeah, the poor video quality really makes this a much more interesting video. yeah, there's a couple more girls in bikinis after that. Then you've got like shirtless guys jogging on the beach and there's karate. And then there's like a bunch of old people just kind of standing around. There's a lot going on in this. It's Canadians on the move. It's called participaction. Next PSA, oh, this is the one with the living TV set.
Yes, it's a picture an old-timey TV set, and it's got a face.
This is computer-animated, living, talking TVs. This might be the TV that they were moving in the Dire Straits video.
I thought it looked familiar.
Now it's come to life. It's very hard on itself. It's like the TV is kind of whiny and annoying and saying, you're a lot smarter than me. Kids, I'm just a TV. I like how it hops up in a chair at one point. Like the TV set jumps up into a recliner like it's going to watch TV.
Yeah.
I like when the cat jumps on top of it.
Oh, yes. That agitates him greatly.
Because that reminded me, we had cats that loved to sit on top of the TV. When we had cable, when we first got cable, remember the old time, like 1980s cable box that would sit on top of the TV?
Oh, that black rectangular box. Yes.
And that thing was warm.
Yes, it was.
That thing got hot and the cats loved it. It yep. was like a heating pad for the cats to take naps on. So the cat loved to flop over on top of the cable box and then... It would kind of start flopping over the front of the cable box. And then the problem was at some point it would flop over so far that the remote wouldn't work anymore because it's being blocked by the belly of a cat.
I had a cat that would paw at it.
Yeah, they wouldn't intentionally paw it. Although they would also, like, while getting on and off the cable box, they would shut it off or change the channel. They'd do that also.
The best thing of all about this PSA is what an absolute failure it is, because all the things that the TV is telling me I could go do instead of watching television, I just have zero interest in when I feel like watching TV. It's like, okay, nice try, television.
Well, they tried with participation, and now they've just resorted to the TV is just whining and pleading with you, just please turn me off and go do something. It said you could read a book. Go outside, do something. I got to imagine the TV stations running this couldn't have been too thrilled running a PSA instructing everyone to turn their TVs off.
And go do something else. I bet this PSA did not get much airplay.
It's pretty awful, but I like it. Break Free. This is just another anti-smoking thing. It's just a rock band singing about not smoking, right?
Yeah, there's a Canadian singer named Luba, and that's who that is. She's best known in the 80s. She's actually one of the most successful female artists in Canadian music history, despite never charting in the U.S.
Never heard of her. Luba. Now, how do you think Luba stacks up against Regina and her American PSA singing with McGruff the Crime Dog?
I would love to see a duo.
We want a Luba.
Yes.
Luba-Regina combo. Yes, bridging the PSAs of America and Canada through our 80s pop stars.
Hashtag better together.
That would be amazing. Up next, this is one of the best that you found. This was astonishing. The how about the drugs, drugs, drugs song?
Oh, the drugs, drugs, drugs conga line.
This is just shocking.
Nothing has made me ever want drugs more than
I mean, it goes like drugs, drugs, drugs.
Some are good, some are bad. Drugs, drugs, drugs. Ask your mom. Ask your dad.
This song is amazing. It's just a bunch of kids, just a plain white background, like music videos in 1981, and a pack of little kids screaming and jumping around, singing about drugs. And then, yeah, ask your mom, ask your dad. And suddenly there's Canadian mom and dad show up. They join the pack of kids. You know, big beefy father with the big stupid mustache and a sweater, and he's dancing around.
Yeah, they're all lip syncing, but it doesn't quite line up.
They cut to a verse about, yeah, your doctor will give you good drugs that make you better when you're sick. So those are good. Then verse two is about the bad drugs that'll get you in trouble with the law. And now suddenly a couple of police officers join the party. Now there's two police officers are dancing around with the kids and the parents, and on it goes. Yeah, there's a conga line.
Yeah, it's a good time going on there.
It's amazing.
I've been singing that to myself. Drugs, drugs, drugs.
I'm guessing most people aren't going to watch all 15 or 20 of these, however many it is, but this is one not to be missed. But let's move on. The Mousetrap PSA is next. These are puppet mice or rats or something, and they're just checking out a giant mousetrap with a big hunk of cheese on it and just trying to decide if they should go for it. And it seems to be a lesson about if you're not sure what something is or this something might be a problem, you just leave it alone.
Yeah, don't touch it. But the thing with mousetraps is, how do you know better unless you've been caught? And
it's the only way you're going to learn. So right. I would say, kids, you come upon a mousetrap, just go ahead and go for it. Grab that thing.
Did you notice, though, that it's suggested, like, the other one's like, yeah, you know, ask mom or uncle so-and-so, what happened to dad?
I was afraid at the mention of mom and dad that those drugs, drugs, drugs parents were going to come dancing into the basement with the mice.
You don't think dad met an untimely end with a mousetrap, do you?
Oh, he absolutely did. Fine message for the kids. Stay away from mousetraps.
Now, I'm eager to see what you make out of the next one that I sent to you.
Yeah, wow.
What?
I don't even know what to call this one. It's a mystery. It's 30 seconds. It's a kid walking through the woods. It's just scary and ominous. It looks like the Blair Witch Project.
A little bit.
Just a kid alone in the woods. And then they just kind of pan back at the forest.
Right, the enormity of the woods.
The forests of Canada. And that's it. It just ends on a screen that says, contact your provincial emergency organization.
The best part, Kevin, is when narration finally kicks in, all they say is, it can happen here. What? What can happen here? What?
There is zero indication. Could this be something Canadian that we just don't understand? There's some kind of Canadian emergency that could happen in the woods, unknown to Americans like us.
We here in the U.S. will never, ever know or comprehend. Yeah, it seems that way to me.
Could some Canadian please explain this to us? I mean, I loved it. It's amazing. It's just 30 seconds of a
scared kid in the woods.
Scared kid in the woods where nothing happens. Somebody please explain this one to us, but let's move on for now. What do we have here? Oh, this is the boating one. It's a bunch of guys piling into a rowboat. There's a dog, like Lassie is there also.
Let me ask you, Kevin, if you're going to shoot a boating commercial, where are you going to shoot this commercial?
Yeah, I mean, ideally it would take place, let's say, on the water, but evidently that was a...
That was not on the table for this commercial as an option.
Way beyond the budget of these folks. So yeah, they seem to just be in a studio somewhere. And for this little skit, the part of the water was played by a bunch of dry ice. It's just all misty, smoky stuff all around the boat.
As people pile into these boats or move around in these boats, you can tell that there is nothing but flat ground underneath them. There's no water underneath.
It's really good. And they're just kind of explaining that the Coast Guard, the Canadian Coast Guard, has rules and regulations for boating safety.
And they're showing a lot of examples of breaking the rules.
And these rules will all be enforced by the Canadian Coast Guard.
Who apparently operate both indoors and outdoors.
Or as they say on But First Let's Talk Nerdy, not the Coast Guard, but the Sea Police.
The Sea Police.
All right, let's get to the freaky furnace.
It is unlike any furnace you or I have ever seen.
You found a couple of these, and yeah, I don't know if these are technically PSAs or but it's all about optimizing your energy efficiency of your furnace. And there's just a giant, terrifying furnace with a face.
Yes, a talking face. And I guess these must have been popular with the public because there was an entire series of these year after year. People wanted to figure out what the furnace was going to be shouting at its owners.
They were really well done. It's excellent puppetry because it's like a full face on the front of the furnace. I mean, the eyebrows.
Yeah, the whole expression is moving. It's not just the mouth.
Yeah, the eyebrows, the whole head.
The cheekbones.
This looks like H.R. Puffin stuff. This is like a furnace on Living Island or on Lidsville would look like this.
And the furnace is a bit of a bully.
Oh, yeah. You should never go in your basement because there's a terrifying furnace face down there.
And if you don't give it enough oil.
Oh, I think the furnace is just going to eat the guy.
Yeah, it's got a mouth that's big enough.
Never mind the oil. You had a couple of puppets that were singing about what not to put in your mouth up next.
Oh, this takes us a little bit into the 90s, and from what I was able to learn about these two blue fuzzy puppets, they look like a couple of really blue dust balls, is that this is a beloved Canadian PSA. People really loved these two little puppets that were telling the world that there's things you shouldn't put in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, can't argue with that. But if that wasn't freaky enough for you, what's this thing you sent me next? The kid with his head. What's going on here?
Oh, there is a kid who's playing at his computer and he's hungry, but he doesn't want to stop what he's doing. But if you use your head, you'd go get a snack if you were hungry. And so...
This is bizarre and terrifying. This is not a cartoon. It's a real kid with like some kind of cheap green screen effects going. It's a disembodied head. This is a child.
Yeah.
Who's
a happy disembodied head.
Head pops off and he's just casually wandering around his kitchen to get a snack and he's got no head. And the disembodied head is like rolling around the floor.
Yeah, the disembodied head all by itself can open the refrigerator and take a snack out that's in a Tupperware container with his mouth. Like he takes it out with his mouth.
I've never seen anything like this.
I can't believe Canada has been hiding this from us. This is...
I don't think they'd put this on TV down here.
I've never in my life imagined I would see such a happy, disembodied head. This kid looks like he's having the best time.
I mean, we got Time for Timer, you know, happy, goofy, little yellow cartoon dude to teach us about snacks. Up in Canada, they went a different way. What if a kid just rips his own head off? They'll get the message.
His body will catch up eventually.
That's amazing. You had an old one next from the 70s, right? This was the cartoon about not wasting all your hot water.
Right. There's a whole committee of objects inside of your house will tell you why you should not waste electricity.
I like this. This was really well done. Cute cartoon. And yeah, it's like a board meeting assembly of here's your furnace and here's your washing machine and your dishwasher and your sink. And they're all just whining and complaining about how everybody in the house is wasting all the hot water.
Yeah, leaving the water running.
But it's all just goofy 70s animation. That's a fun one.
It's really well done.
I like that. And was that it? Oh, you ended with another Astar the robot.
In the year 2000, we got an update on Astar. Astar's at it again.
This is the robot that inspired us to take a deeper dive into Canadian PSAs. And there's Astar, still getting his arm cut off and then reattaching it because he's a robot after all these years.
They had to bring him back from the planet Danger to tell us once again not to get our appendages ripped off. I mean, that is a message for a new generation, and had to end it on that note.
They did some studies. Too many kids are still losing their arms up in Canada. Get Astar back down here. Hopefully it'll work this time.
Well, if Astar can't save us, I don't know who can. Maybe the drugs kids.
Well, this was an incredible pile of videos, Cornflake, and we're not doing them justice, just you and I discussing them, but we'll have links, as I said. Everybody should watch these. We love PSAs. We've talked about PSAs on the show before, and of course, we grew up on all the American PSAs and Schoolhouse Rock and Time for Timer and, Smokey Bear and Woodsy the Owl and of course, Robilar from Mars. We love them all.
Chow Daddy.
Oh, Chow Daddy. A werewolf that wants you to eat pizza and spaghetti as he sings and dances and moonwalks. Yes, Chow Daddy.
He's tired of pretending he doesn't like it.
Very, very bizarre.
The rest of the world needs to see these, though.
Yes. So we're bringing them down here to the States. Meanwhile, let's wrap up the Flapcast, Cornflake. Get us out of here.
Well, I can do that. I'm going to tell you, though, you got to go over to our website, flopcast.net. It has show notes, and especially after this episode, you're going to want to check them out. We're also at facebook.com/flopcast. On Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast. And we're on Instagram, the_flopcast. We have a suggestion. We'd love it if you go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and or a review. Totally up to you. Both of them are good choices. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Sponge Awareness, I think, is the number two all-time selling band in Canada, second only to Glass Tiger. I didn't look that up. I'm just assuming that's the case.
Pretty sure that's accurate.
Yeah. Don't forget me when I'm gone. Cornflake, thanks for teaching us all about Canadian PSAs. Everybody, I hope you follow our links and watch some of these PSAs because they are pretty amazing.
They're a treat.
Yeah. And I don't know what we're going to do next week, but we'll do something. Meanwhile, everybody be safe, be kind, be silly, and we will see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Do you like podcasts?
Then you're going to hate Thunder Talk.
Tasteless subject matter.
Mature humor.
Contempt for our co-hosts.
Unapologetic social views.
Edgy music.
And total irreverence for the nerd junk we love.
Are all reasons why
no one.
No one.
No one should listen to Thunder Talk.
Find us on the ESO Network.
And all podcasting platforms.
Or don't.
Whatever.
Of the myriad pop culture podcasts, there is one that blends in with them all. Flying under the radar, nagging at you at a subconscious level. Nerd Bliss, where four hosts from the deep south and anyone that can get to appear for store brand coffee and corn nuts talk about science fiction, pop culture, current affairs, and more. You can find us at nerdblisspodcast.com or on the ESO Network. Nerd Bliss. It's one word.
Okay, Cornflake, secret Canadian after show. Hello.
We had to save something special for the secret people, and so I did.
You just sent me another video, another Canadian PSA. I just watched it. It was another participation.
Yes, and we had talked about how there were some great PSAs over the years that were live action or puppets or cartoon, but we didn't get into how some of them were also claymation.
You just sent me a claymation one. Yeah, this is a minute long claymation. That was fun. And it was like a big lazy guy flopped over on his recliner watching TV. That's like the first 30 seconds of it. He goes to the refrigerator, gets his snacks, back to the chair, and then act two, he's out getting some exercise, and they show him doing 1,000 different exercises. And, you know, fine, it's participation from Canada. I had a thought, though. as I was watching this one. When we were kids, there were a bunch of PSAs. They'd be on Saturday morning or whatever. There were PSAs about getting out and moving and exercising. You know, those kinds of things were around. They were all aimed at kids.
Yeah.
These Canadian ones, they seem to be aimed at adults. These PSAs are really telling the adults in Canada to get out and exercise.
It is interesting how this is geared toward an adult instead.
So, I mean, do you think in America we've just given up on the on the adults?
America gave up on the adults much sooner.
Anybody who's full grown and flopped over in front of the TV with a sack of Doritos, they're not going anywhere. No matter how much claymation you throw at them. But in Canada, the TV comes to life, your furnace comes to life.
And the mice deliberate over whether or not they should touch that cheese.
The mice are alive. Everything is geared at chasing you out of the house into the bitter cold Canadian winter to burn a few calories.
Into the woods where it can happen, but you have no
idea. Something's going to happen in the woods. Yeah. You know what? Just stay inside.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the Tee Public store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.